Gracious God, be with our gospel reading today as we move forward to listen to what you put on all our hearts. As we prepare for what is to come, we ask the question, are we there? Are we fully prepared for your coming and fully prepared for the understanding of what it fully means? So be with us this as we begin Advent, and be in our hearts as we move forward as your disciples here on earth. In your holy name we pray. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Hobby Lobby. I do believe it was the deer opener. So the people were out shopping and the sales were hot. Steph and I only had a couple of things we needed to purchase, but my God, the lines. The shopping carts packed to the brim. And when I say lines were long, I mean five people deep. If you picked the wrong lane, you were going to be there a while. And guess what? I picked the wrong lane. I think I waited there at least 10 minutes. But the truth is I got impatient. After 3 minutes, I started analyzing people's carts and comparing them to the ones in front of me and to the side. I thought, how much longer? Come on, do you really need all this stuff? Well, I made the decision to change lanes. And I'm sure many of you are thinking, did it pay off? And I will answer that with this, yes and no. It was probably a tie with the previous lane, but I finally got out of there. I tell this story because if there is anything we are good at, waiting is not one of those things. Fast food is no longer fast. Two-day shipping, not fast enough. We are in a hurry all the time, and yet the question is why? We could be better at scheduling. We could plan better, but I'm hungry, right? I'm thirsty. I'm late for work. Let's take a moment to pause, to take a deep breath, and just settle down. Friends, this is Advent in the simplest form. We wait, and it's a hard thing to do. And why is it so hard? Because it's a wrestling match, one between Advent and Christmas. And Advent is the overmatched opponent, and Christmas is the undisputed champion. So why not just give in? Throw the whole Advent time out the window and just go straight to the bright green tree? Why not just go straight to the baby in the manger? Why even fight it? Because I love Christmas. And I'm guessing that each one of you here feel the same way. You love the gift. You love the food. You love the atmosphere. You love when family comes together. You love decorating. Here is something that I truly love about Christmas. That this event, this whole Christmas thing, it transforms a nation. It transforms part of a world. It causes people to stop, rethink, and take some time for themselves. And does everyone get the whole concept of what the true meaning of Christmas is? Not by any means. What I'm saying is this, that there is a level of mystery. And not knowing everything about the incarnation isn't a bad thing. But sometimes our priorities get smushed. Disappointment abounds. And expectations, well, let's just say they can be misplaced. But still, in the end, it is the most wonderful time of the year. So, Pastor, we're jumping right into Christmas this year? Are we going to sing carols? So you're telling me we aren't celebrating Advent? Well, Let me answer those questions in this way. The season of Advent isn't just about Christmas. It isn't just a countdown. Rather, it is a map, a guide, giving us a destination. Yet along the way, Advent gives us the ability to stop, to ask, and explore that one question all parents dread to hear while they're driving down the road. Are we there yet? And there, that is the implication. Friends, we have a vision of where we are going. And today, we are just crossing that starting line. Let me read from Isaiah again. In the days to come, the mountains of the Lord's house will be the highest of the mountains. It will be lifted above the hills. People will stream to it. Many nations will go and say, "Come, let's go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of Jacob's God, so that he may teach us in his ways, and we may walk in God's path." Instruction will come from Zion, the Lord's word from Jerusalem. God will judge between the nations and settle disputes of mighty nations. Then they will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war. Come, house of Jacob, let's walk by the Lord's lights. Friends, that is the there. Are we there yet? But this also brings up another point about Advent and why it is important. Because Christmas, it is always something we can count on. It will always be here, December 24th and 25th. Ready or not, it will come. But there is something that some of us might experience, which is this. What if it doesn't meet our expectations? What if the dinner table isn't perfect or picture perfect? What if the decorations are out of place? What if not all the family shows up like a perfect Hallmark movie? I want you all to hear this. Are you ready? It doesn't matter. Know why? Because Christmas will come. But this vision of peace, this vision of community, this kingdom of God that Jesus seems to find so important, I have to ask this. Are we there yet? Not even close. We have miles to go before we sleep. And what is worse is that our Advent journey seems to be filled with danger and disaster on every side. One thing I love is my navigation on my phone. Y'all like that? Punching your phone in? Some cars have automatic navigation. You don't like it? Well, I punch in a location, leave it to you. It tries its hardest to give me the best route, and I go on my way. Now, how many of you actually punch in and actually take that route knowing that there's a quicker route? Any of you ever do that? I do it. Like, this route's 2 minutes faster. Like, is it really? Come on, Google, you can do better, right? Every turn I make, this voice pops up and informs me of my navigation inadequacies. Honestly, it gets a bit annoying. But what I do like about it is this. You should arrive at your destination by 12:30. That is one thing a map or an atlas could never do. Tell you the exact time when you are going to arrive. And that is the way Matthew starts today. But nobody knows when that day or hour will come. I am much more satisfied in knowing when than when not knowing. But that is Advent, No one knows when. Nobody knows how we are going to get there. And it is it's hard to know. But here's the thing. We want to know. But Jesus says we can't know. Well, at least about the destination. But because of the way we think, the way we want, we become preoccupied with knowing to the point where it almost seems blasphemous. Jesus tells us that if we had known, we would have been doing it wrong the whole time. But you understand that if the head of the house knew at what time the thief would come, he would keep alert and wouldn't allow the thief to break into his house. I understand how hard it is to hear this, especially when we need to compare Jesus's return to a thief. But Jesus tells us this story for a purpose. One, to make us stop, to put on our thinking caps, just long enough to hear what he is saying. And what is he saying? He is saying that the return of the Son is a good thing. Now, I didn't say it was easy. I said it was good. And if you're trying your hardest to stop that return, that is a bad thing. Jesus continues on telling us that we had all the information. If we knew the game plan, we would still probably do it wrong. And that wrong thing is what keeps it from coming. Maybe there's a few of you that caught something there. And you said to yourself, hey, Pastor, just hold on a minute. I come to church every week. And I know that we do this thing called the Lord's Prayer. And in that prayer, we say that we want the kingdom to come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what you just preached, you're telling us that we don't mean it? No, here's what I'm telling you. It is that sometimes we protect. Sometimes we value. Then there are times when we place our trust in the wrong things. Here's a perfect example of that. I own my house. I put a lot of time and money into my house. I want to keep my house. But in the kingdom, my house doesn't matter. What material things we prize here on earth, none of it matters in the kingdom. With that being said, when the Son comes, when the true Christmas comes, he will take away all the earthly things. And for some, that is hard to hear. We like our things. We are attached to them. We might stay up all night and hold them tight if we think somebody is going to take them away. And Jesus is telling us that all this is not our mission. We are not called to stay up all night. We are not called to protect our status. There is nobody here that is more superior than anyone else. Friends, that is not our mission. It's not about preserving life. It's about showing others what a life in Christ is about. There's this verse that talks about two men working in a field. Then there are two women grinding in the mill. Next week, we have our largest missional project of the year, Santa Day. And if you think that that mission project is about recognition, if you think it's about that church that does Santa Day, well, you are wrong. It is about being the church. It is about giving back. It is about being the hands and feet of Christ. It's never been about glory. It's about being Jesus. And this verse is an example of doing just that. If you haven't figured out this whole church thing, or what some call the nature of the church has one business model, which is this: living. And how do we live? We provide for those who need it. We provide a sense of home in this world. But at that same time, We are called to keep watch. Or in other words, we are called to hold much of this world with a little more loosely. And we are to remember that we do have a destination, and that we aren't there yet. Pastor, are we ever going to get there? And my response is this. Get where? To heaven? Or up the highest mountain? My answer to that is someday. Someday it will happen. And I use someday for a purpose. The word someday, it gives us possibility, inching us ever so closer. And that someday we will see the Lord established as the highest mountain. And when that happens, God will teach, God will lead, and God will judge, and we will invite, and we will invite everyone to go to that mountain. And we will beat the swords into plowshares and the spears into pruning hooks. Friends, this is what we are called to do. We are called to walk in the way of Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers. Friends, have you beaten any swords lately? Or have you left them someplace just in case? Have you laid them out in front of you to show others your strength, your pride? Or maybe you let them be shown to show others where you are going. This Advent, let's put Jesus on that mountain. Let's make being a church the highest priority. Let's make sure we are listening to God's will, God's direction. And let's put God's vision at the center as we focus on the season ahead, because it is coming. And today it is not just the beginning of Advent, but it's the beginning of recognizing our purpose in God's kingdom. Let's join together with God. Let's listen to what God is saying. Let's put hope in birth. And let's put joy in the possibilities of actually getting there. Amen.